Hi, Ozark. Welcome to our Event Planner TV studio.
Cheers.
You're here in Turnhout, nearby, at the Fresh Conference, giving, and then I need to read it, the 3D Immersive Sound Experiences.
Yes.
You have to explain that.
I am here to explain what immersive sound is and why it is such a great tool to create an experience. Mm-hmm. A unique experience.
Yeah, well, that is what events are about, creating unique experiences for your guests.
Yes.
And you have a solution with sound.
Well, it's a solution. It's one of the solutions. But I think it's a great tool, and it's a tool which is way more powerful, I think, than anything we can do with visuals. Mm-hmm. So I think that says a lot.
Eh? Yeah.
I think it's a daring statement to do so. But it has to do what immersive sound is and how we... experience immersive sound as a human being.
Let's start with, what is immersive sound?
Immersive sound is 3D audio, meaning to be immersed by sound. Mm-hmm. I always use as an example, put yourself in a place that has a sound. For instance, for some people that could be like walking in the woods. Mm-hmm. You're in the middle of the woods, you close your eyes and you take in all the sounds of the wood. Meaning, whatever sounds is happening in front of you, above you, around you, sitting still, moving, all of that sound, to be immersed by it, that is immersive sound. Mm-hmm. So actually, it's sound, the way we experience it in our daily lives. What is so special about it, if you're able, like what I do, is create content, you know, with that quality, is that we can tap into how we physically feel music. Because hearing is the best defense mechanism we have. Mm-hmm. Meaning, we're scanning our environment all of the time. When we're in a place that has a lot of impulses, it is very tiring. That's the reason why like noise-canceling devices are quite popular. Because we're in a place where you get like a lot of impulses, you know? You have a lot... to handle. So that means you get really tired, you know, it works on you.
Yeah, walking in New York City, for example, is a real challenge.
Yes, and that's one of the examples I also use when explaining what immersive sound is. New York is a great example. New York is loud, very present, and you got impulses screaming at you from everywhere. If you walk on the streets, I always... use a place which is familiar to me. If you walk on Broadway, close to Washington Square Park, and you're heading up to Houston, there's the traffic, there's fire trucks in the distance, there's people grabbing a cab, there's food trucks, there's the pavements are full of students commuting, people being loud on their phone, all of that impulses, you know, getting at you. If you would close your eyes, you could definitely say, this is New York, you know. Mm-hmm. It is full on.
Yeah, it is.
So imagine that you could grab that moment of experiencing New York on the pavement of Broadway. You could take that moment with you and you could revisit it at any time, at any place. That is immersive sound.
Because in normal sound and music, we're used that sound is downsampled to stereo. We have two speakers, left and right, in some cases even Dolby Surround or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not quite yet what you are doing.
No, not at all, because stereo, it just came from, I think, the idea that we have two ears. But we never listen left and right. You know? We listen to what's in front of us, what's above us, what's behind us. Mm-hmm. So in a certain way, it makes no sense compared to what sound is telling us. Mm-hmm. Other devices like surround, it's just telling you what's in front of you or behind you on one level. But if you walk through New York, that's not what you're getting from
it's
New York.
It's 360 degrees.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And the thing is that our brain that is used to understand a 3D format from early on, because of the scanning system, it is scanning sound in 3D as a defense mechanism to understand where am I? What is it that I'm hearing? What's happening? And then if you look, is that okay? Does that make sense? So your brain is trained to understand these 3D formats way better than, for instance, stereo music, which is abstract.
Yeah.
Because that's something only happening at a certain place, has nothing to do with a spatial experience, and is a lot of information crammed in a very small place.
Yeah.
So there you need guidance saying like, this is the lead, this is the melody, this is what you should look for. You should focus on just the rhythm, mm-hmm. depending on what kind of music that, mm-hmm. that is performed to you. As with natural sound, you know, your brain just figures it out by itself. And the interesting thing is that if you use it as a tool for an event, also taking and acknowledge that the strongest memory we have is sound. It's also the longest memory. If we would lose our memory, the last thing that remains is sound.
Oh,
the sound that we remember, but also the sound that we remember, sound we got from our daily life. That meaning, that immersive sound is the last thing we remember. So the cool thing is, if you want to create like a very special moment, which I think is an event.
It should be.
It should be. That using immersive sound is a very strong tool to underline that moment, you know, to emphasize not only the moment itself, but what is special about the moment.
And how do you do that then? You say immersive sound comes from everywhere.
Yeah.
That means you have a lot of speakers, or how do
you need to have like at least, you need to have at least 8 speakers. Meaning you need to create a cube in which you will, you know, invite the people who are part of the experience.
But as an artist, then you need to not only take into account what am I going to play, but also where in the spatial environment is the sound coming from. And
well, the thing is that the way I look at what an event is not only like saying like, what is it I want to play? Well, it's what does the event wants to communicate? Because the thing with immersive sound, it goes beyond just music. You know, you can have like an impact. There's not only like the taste in what you bring, there's also the medicine. Because I compare like immersive sound with like a cough syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is, of course, a medicine, because that's what it's made for. Because we would like to take it, we've added something that is flavor, a nice taste. There's like sugar added to it.
Yeah.
But I am interested in the medicine part. And what I built, like the experience that I build in also a medicine part. Knowing that there are certain vibrations, there are certain frequencies, there's certain ways of handling rhythms, which are very natural and to which we are very sensitive. Meaning that we can create like an atmosphere, people get into a room and they feel like, oh, this is a nice room. Before they get taste, before you start communicating what they're there for.
Because so the you sound already is start the strongest of all senses then.
And it's a great tool to combine it with the other senses.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I do, which I love to do, is I work on a music pairing project with Krug Champagne. And I translate their champagnes in the fullest expression of sound, which is immersive sound. Oh, and cool. They have for sure the fullest expression in champagne. I'm a big fan of Krug, so.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is then that one can see whenever we do these special events, which are called Krug encounters, and where we do Krug echoes, meaning that we link the fullest expression of champagne with the fullest expression of sound, which makes that the whole experience is just lifted in a very special way. It becomes physical, you know?
That's indeed
unique. And what we do, and that's why I love working with them, is it's beyond just music and champagne.
Yeah.
We translate, you know? We translate the DNA that is that champagne with the language, which is music. But in the fullest expression, immersive sound, so it becomes like a physical thing.
Is there a limit in the size of the venue where you can do this? Should it be an intimate setting, or can it be a very large setting as well?
There is no limit to the size. I think that the only thing that limits the place is what you want to communicate. You know, what is the event about?
Yeah.
I think it's important sometimes to think like, you know, what is it you want to. What's your message? What's your story?
Yeah,
and I think if your story is something personal, then I think it makes more sense, you know, to downsize it, you know, and make it an event for a group of people that have at least the chance to get to know each one who is present. And
I was thinking maybe there is a limit on technology perspective.
Well, that's a great thing about technology these days.
It can solve everything.
It can really solve everything. I'm just back from a trip to Shenzhen, China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have the luxury to already been a few times to Silicon Valley to see what's out there, to see the day after tomorrow, so to speak. I've seen things now which is it's completely beyond my imagination. I think there's no science fiction film or any science fiction novel, that grasps what they already can do,
It is
beyond. It is absolutely beyond. Sometimes it is eye opening. It's very wowing. Sometimes very scaring too. Because the way that they're smart with things and the way they are able to develop them at a speed, that they can bring things to the market, at a size which is all of that is just—it's a bit beyond what we can sort of understand with our brains.
It is. I can imagine some of our viewers will be watching your story and saying, "Oh, that's something I need on my event." Where can they find more information on your projects?
Well, I have a website, which is www.studioozarkhenry.com. Okay. And there they have the information where they can, find a contact page, have an idea of what we do. And if people reach out, I built an experience studio next to my production facilities. It's in a very small town nearby the sea, Oost-Duinkerke. But it's an interesting place for people who come from far, because I already had customers coming, for instance, from Switzerland, but even from China or from the States. It's quite well connected to Charles de Gaulle or the center of London, because I'm really close to Calais Frites, so it's I'm connected and disconnected at the same time. And I think people who really want to understand it makes sense to come to my studio, see what I can do, how I work, and to see all of the full potential of immersive sound.
Because I wanted to mention, there's also a TED Talk in San Francisco. I thought it was of course you can only see the video in stereo.
Yeah,
so
well,
that's not
well,
the same.
I was performing in immersive sound, but they broadcast it in stereo, so it makes no sense. I can imagine that people look at it and thinking so he played some music in San Francisco on a TEDx event. And there's also a talk at Google I did, but that's I think it's something I did 4 or 5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. So that means things are moving so fast, and I've advanced in what I'm doing, that if I look at what I've done at that time, for me it's complete vintage.
Yeah.
It's almost like I would look back and say that's what I know from my childhood.
Going that fast.
It's going very fast. It is fantastic, because next year I'll be turning 50, and thanks to the big experience that immersive sound is, and also seeing when doing these events that it's such a special thing, that it's new. It's like inventing visuals. Imagine that we had these events with having no visuals, no lightning at all. And then having all the tools we've got today, and make that transition just like that, that is, and that's so cool, it makes me feel 18, and I think it also makes people who can be part of an experience like that very special. And that's what I like about it. It's about sharing, it's about connecting, and it's about having a moment that you grasp that you couldn't have experienced if you weren't there at that time. So it helps people to, I think, be more motivated. Like next time I'm invited somewhere, and I'll better go, because they could be doing something really special.
Okay, well, Zach, thank you very much for coming over. Hey, at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.